Hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast introspection, where we talk about any topics that relate to health and the humanities.
So today we will be discussing the novel Scarborough by Catherine Hernandez. So just to give you a quick warning, we will be giving spoilers through our discussion. So if you haven't read the amazing novel, we suggest that you pause and pick up the book and give it a read and then return back to this podcast afterwards.
But if you don't mind spoilers, then keep on listening.
So to give you a quick synopsis before we start, the novel follows a fictional community situated in Scarborough, which is a community that has a reputation for being culturally diverse yet impoverished. So the reader is able to really see how this community navigates through the daily struggles of being within a low-income neighborhood and how they navigate through their world through different perspectives of different families.
And we will be discussing how this book kind of indirectly affects the health of the characters and how we can learn about health and the experience of health in Toronto through the novel.
And we also, before getting into it completely, we wanted to offer a quick trigger warning as well, just because there are mentions of very sensitive topics within the book, such as abuse, staying in an abusive relationship, drugs, trauma. So if you have any sort of sensitivities towards these issues, there is your warning in advance.
So how far we've gotten into the novels, Emily finished a few weeks ago, and I just finished before we started recording this.
So Marie, we know that this book was assigned to us to read for this course for a reason. So how do you think it relates back to overarching themes that we've been discussing in the course so far?
Well, the course title of this course is Toronto Stories of Health and Illness, and the book being set in Scarborough is within that vicinity, so it is very much related to what the special topic of our course is. And because a lot of the stuff that we've been learning recently in class is about narratives, I think it's very interesting that the book being in its like multi-narrative kind of way, or broken narratives, kind of relates to those narratives and how we can kind of identify or fit some of these stories into those narratives, like the chaos narrative, the quest narrative, the restitution narrative, or, you know, how they cannot fit into those narratives, and trying to explain why that is, and in relation to health, is how this book is important to this course, how we can learn from a novel what the experience of health and illness is in Toronto, in Scarborough, indirectly.
Well, this book also acts as a counter-narrative of sorts. So we've been discussing a lot about counter-narrative and how those types of narratives go against or counter what we traditionally hear within different illness narratives. So we usually hear the prominent person within healthcare and their perspective, but we also hear the patient's perspective as well, but we rarely hear from those who we consider oppressed and marginalized within our society. And I think Scarborough is a very unique setting to place a book in, because Scarborough is comprised a lot of minorities, and even within our UTSC community in general, we do see that the majority of the population of students is not a single ethnicity or culture. It's a very diverse range. So I think that by focusing in on the otherwise glanced over perspectives, this book can act as a counter narrative to the illness narratives that we usually hear, and it also touches on real life lived experience of not only illness but also poverty and, you know, precarious housing as well, and seeing the more so indirect effects of how health and, you know, even health policies can mitigate how a person or how a community goes through their daily life
And you mentioned community, and that's one of the big themes in this book, which I think is very indicative of Scarborough, because there are so many, like, ethnic communities within Scarborough that the experience of health can be shaped by how that ethnicity or that culture looks at health. This book kind of indirectly relates to health. We see it in the way the characters live their lives. And we could even say that some characters and relationships kind of represent different aspects of health. So you have the relationship between Miss Hina and Jane, which can kind of represent this tension between policy, upstream kind of help, and
frontline workers.
Like this tension between the politician and policymaker and people who are actually out there in the field trying to make immediate differences, if not long-term. And then we also see that in the various low-income characters, we can see how their health can be affected by the situations that they are in and how that can affect not just the physical health, but the mental health of everyone involved in that family. Oh, and then I guess in Sylvie's case, her family has been in the system for a while and it's kind of carried on into her generation.
So unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. We just wanted to give our listeners a huge thank you for sticking through our first podcast, and we really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to us ramble about an amazing novel called Scarborough.
That you all should read if you haven't already, and then come back to listen with your own thoughts and opinions on the novel.
Lastly, we just wanted to say that
this podcast has been brought to you by the HLTD50, Toronto Stories of Health and Illness.
We'd like to also thank our generous sponsor, Dr. Andrea Carich, for supporting our cause and for always encouraging us to do better as students. Thank you again, and we hope to see you next time.